Thank you so much, Rabbi Shankar. Brishus Kol Rabbanim. Rabbi Shankar just mentioned tonight and tomorrow, the 28th of Iyar, the 43rd of the Omer, is Yom Yerushalayim. Why are we celebrating? What are we happy about? In a word, it's the Nisan v'Neflos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did la'avoseinu and for us by Yom Mahem Bazman Hazeh. The 28th of Iyar, 53 years ago, in 1967, was in the middle of one of the shortest wars in world history, the Six-Day War. And Klal Yisrael was attacked in Eretz Yisrael from all sides, from the north, from the south, from the east, and in less than a week, with extraordinary Nisim Nestarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled the Israeli army to push back the enemies on all sides. On all sides. And there was so much that happened over those days. I strongly recommend, I just pulled these two items off my shelf in my study moments ago. 6 Days of War by Michael Oren, if you have time. He lays out in beautiful detail the countless Nisim, all the step-by-step what led up to the war, and day-by-day, almost minute-by-minute, is seeing how things worked out in incredibly remarkable ways. If you're looking for something shorter, Megillat Sheshet Hayamim, by Chagai Ben Artzi, lays out the story day-by-day, which part of Eretz Yisrael was recaptured, reconquered in every day, and to highlight the Nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing for Klal Yisrael through the Israeli army. And what we gained were many things. Number one, what we gained, and for that for which we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the Yeshua. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us in the immediate sense. Medina Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael were under threat of being destroyed. The very famous line, the leaders of the Arab countries that surrounded Eretz Yisrael at the time were speaking ominously about, soon we'll be drinking coffee together in Tel Aviv. They were planning to come, Syria would come down from the north, and Egypt would come up from the south, and Jordan would cut across from the east, and they were planning to entirely wipe out the Jewish people and wipe out the Jewish state. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us in the immediate sense. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yeshua in the long-term sense, that from that point on, you look at a map, what had been a very skinny state of Israel, very, very fragile, very precarious, became much broader, and B'derech HaTeva, much easier to defend, and much easier to maintain. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yeshua in the immediate sense and in the long-term sense. And more than that, as Rabbi Taubes mentioned to us, based on Yom HaTzma'ut, based on the Magen Avraham, the end of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that Jewish control over a piece of Eretz Yisrael is a degree of geula in that area, and the square footage that came of Eretz Yisrael that came under the control of the Jewish state was vastly multiplied, and specifically parts of Eretz Yisrael that we take for granted the land of Eretz Yisrael, and within hours, within days, we're davening at the Kotel. That was not the reality at all until 1967. From 48 to 67, that was under Jordanian control. So much of Eretz Yisrael and so much of our focus, and so many of the places that are the focuses of Kedusha, the old city of Yerushalayim, and of course, Makom Mikdash, and Hebron, and Beit Lechem, Klal Yisrael has access only because of the Yeshua of the Six-Day War. And beyond the Yeshua and beyond the expansion of Jewish sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael, Yad Hashem was so obvious. And Yad Hashem was so evident. It was such an exceptional war in the most literal of senses. And the Nisim, and the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stopping just short of Nisim Gluyim, there wasn't an actual suspension of nature. It wasn't the Kriyas Yamsuf. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu handled the timing in such remarkable ways, and gave the Jewish army the sort of siyata deshmaya that we described at the beginning of last week's Sedra, of 5 soldiers chasing 100 and 100 soldiers chasing 10,000. Again and again, as you read the stories today and tomorrow, you read the military history of the Six-Day War, Yad Hashem was so clear and so evident. As a matter of fact, the modern Baal Tshuva movement really took off in the days and the months and the years that followed 1967. There's such a restoration of the pride of the Jewish people and the pride of the Jewish people take in living a Torah life and in living Bekirvas Elokim. You know, in the Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote in the 1700s, and Lahavdil Mark Twain wrote in the 1800s, in an article in Harper's Magazine, you know, the mystery of how remarkable it is and how that Klal Yisrael has survived and thrived all these centuries and centuries of Galus, and how contrary it is to the normal patterns of history that govern every other nation. It's exactly what the Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu at the very beginning of Jewish history, Ein Mazal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael will not be bound by the normal patterns of history. And though that was so exceptionally evident, Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote, and this was a good 300 years ago, that despite the fact that the Yehuda HaLevi and the Ibn Ezra and the Rambam all write about Matan Torah as the greatest source for our emunah, Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote already 300 years ago that while Matan Torah is no less a source of emunah than it ever was before, but this continued survival and thriving of Klal Yisrael through all the centuries of Galus, as time goes on, becomes an increasingly great source of emunah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote, by now it's already overtaken Matan Torah as such as a most extraordinary source of our emunah, to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken care of us, and to see so many nevuos niskaimu. And if that was true then, in the 1700s, all the more so, al achas kama v'kama, after we've seen so many nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us back to Yisrael and brought us back to Yisrael with such extraordinary Yad Hashem. You know, tonight begins, as I mentioned, we'll close where we opened. Tonight is the 43rd day of the Omer, which is the beginning for those who structure the Omer as according to the Sfiris. Tonight begins the final week, the week of Malchus. And Ramchal and others speak about Malchus, the notion of Malchus, as the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the more people HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but there's more Malchus in Olam HaZeh, the more we notice him and the more we recognize him. Let's take this opportunity of a day that we know people who saw these nisim. We know people who remember reading about these nisim, remember hearing about these nisim live. Let's take the opportunity of Yom Yerushalayim to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yeshua, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the unfolding of Geula, and to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to mechazek us in our emunah in Him, and our emunah in continuing to watch the process of Geula unfold. May we be zocha to Geula Shlema, b'meheirav yameinu.